guy who played so much go out so early with a season-ending injury?
It hurts. Not only him, but it hurts the team. But like Coach said, you never know when injuries come up. You know, the next guy got to step up. As a team, we got to pick up, especially in the secondary, for somebody that was, you know, I was starting nickel, the third corner that's coming off the bench, that played a big role on this team, not only defense, but special teams also. So Chris went down. He would be stronger. He'll come back. But that gives other guys the opportunity to step up and, you know, play for that third corner position, and also another guy to help on special teams.
How much will you expect the playing time you would like to see on Thursday if you have to make other guys in there?
I don't know. I think it's going to be the same rotation. You know, the starters are going to play what they play, you know, in the second and third group of guys. But, you know, we still got a number of guys back there in the secondary that, you know, they're trying to evaluate and see who can step up and play. So I don't think for us the first group is going to be any difference.
The fans are really familiar with Tremaine. I mean, what do you know about him, and how does he look in practice so far?
He's looked good. He's been stepping up. I mean, it's always, you know, a learning process, especially when, you know, you're coming from whatever number corner he was and playing a lot of special team, and now they're asking you to play a big role into the third or fourth corner. Oh, it's a big role. Not only you got to know your special teams, you got to know everything in this playbook, and coach is expecting you to know it just like one of the starters. So, I mean, they're going to be on him much more because of the situation that happened. And, you know, he's been stepping up. He's been making plays. You know, coach started getting on him, just like he getting on all of us. But Tremaine will be good. He'll be fine. You know, I'm steady working with him, steady and telling him everything that I know, and also T. Brown. So we're a lot of help to him, but he's going to stay in that iPad a little bit more longer than he probably used to.
How much does it change what you do, just getting used to somebody new on the outside?
Probably just more the communication. Me and Chris had that down because we played, you know, so many snaps together, and I just look out there and Chris and point at the receiver or something, he know what I mean. Me and Tremaine had to get that same communication down, or whoever on the outside of me, we had to get that same communication down. And, you know, this is what training camp for us to get in through all them nicks and communicating and, you know, kind of reading each other body language when we got different calls and techniques that we got to play.
2 years ago, or 2011, right? I mean, he was the nickel guy, or he was the third guy coming in to start the season. Do you even remember those, you know, those first two games, the first three games, whatever it was?
Yeah, I remember. We go back and watch some of those tapes and cut-ups when we have different plays that we need to watch. I vaguely remember, but, you know, that was early for me too. You know, I was my first time here, first time into this system. We always trying to, you know, get our communication down. But, you know, Tremaine been in this defense, so he still knows it. But, you know, it's going to take some time, and that's why, like I said, we're here for training camp, and we'll get all them little nicks out.
Is Terrell going to start playing some nickel coming up in these games?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. He's been playing outside right now. Me, Mike, Peacock's been playing nickel, so who knows? He knows it, though. He got to know it. I don't know. They don't tell us till the night before the game. You know, it kind of depends on the coaching. It kind of depends on how we playing. I think if we go out and, you know, dominate like expected, you know, we'll play a couple series. If not, they're going to leave us out there and get on board and get on pace how we're supposed to be playing.
You said, you know, I mean, it's a very difficult position to play that whole back job. Does it make sense to have more than one guy play it, or do you think one guy needs to really sink his teeth into it like you have the last couple seasons here?
You need more than one because what if something happened to me? Somebody got to know it. Even if something happened to one of the corners, just like I think 2 years ago, the Giants game, Terrell got out, and I had to go in and play right side. And I think we put Picasso. Somebody was in the nickel. So just as much as I'm knowing nickel on third down or when we get into three wide, I still need to know what the corner's doing just in case one of them go out if they want to move me to the outside. So, I mean, it's a tough job. You need to know it. Like, Peacock or whoever behind me need to know it just like I know it. As coach is expecting it, because you never know. An injury can go down. It's like Chris, something fluke. You just go down, next person got to get up and step up, and coach is expecting you to know it, not just sitting back and knowing special teams. No special team, but no defense, just like you know special teams.
Is the mental side of the nickelback position tougher or more challenging than the physical side?
Yeah, it is. It is. Thing about our defense, we got a good front. So a lot of guys in the secondary, not as we don't have to make them into tackles because of our front four and our linebackers that go in and stop the run. Same thing in nickel. I don't have to make a lot of tackles. I got to make some I have to be in the box. But, you know, the mental part of it, when guys motion, working with the linebacker, also you working with the corners, you working with the safety. So it's challenging. People can motion. It's just a wholly totally different defense on the other side. So, but we got guys that can do it, and it's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of communication. It's going to take a lot of studying in your book to get it done.
How many years did it take you in the NFL to mentally grasp the position?
I didn't start planning until I think my fifth year in Washington. Mostly, you know, I was playing with Sean Springs in Washington, so we had a guy that played the nickel position. And I was a young guy, so they just kept me on the outside, just knowing the outside. And then once he left, I became that Nichols. I'd probably say, you know, it was a learning process throughout the time I was playing it, but just to really get it down, you know, I think in my sixth year. But then I came with a different coordinator, so it's learning a totally different, you know, terminology. When I came here with Coach Vic, you know, I knew the position, but his terminology how he called plays and, you know, our language, the communication. So, but it's going to take some time. Like I said, it's not easy. And some of them guys get in there now, they be like, God dang, Los, man, this junk hard. But, you know, I keep working with them. Just like I still need help on some stuff that I don't know. I still go to coaches, and it's still a learning process for me, too.
What do you think separates a good from an average
I think it's – like you said, you got to mentally know what you're doing. And it's different for different systems. You know, I think like us, Green Bay, some of the guys that play this system in a nickel position, it's the same. But then when you go to a different team that plays a 4-3 and then they come in 3-wide, their nickel position is totally different. So I don't know. I mean, you got to be strong. Then you got to be quick to handle those little quick guys such as Amendola and West Welker. So, I mean, it's challenging, like I said, all around.
Have you ever played inside before the
pros? Yeah, in my last year in Washington. Oh, you said in college? No, I didn't. I was mostly outside, just following the receiver mostly.
Carlos, with Nandi here, and it sounds like maybe Eric Wright could still be a possibility to join the team. Do you draw motivation from that, like, prove that I'm still the guy at my position, or does that motivate you at all?
No, I really, I don't want to sound conceited, but I don't really pay attention, you know. I mean, I know who's coming in, and I think anybody can help the team who we bring in, but I just worry about me, you know, playing my position and learning the outside, continue to try and get better, learn the nickel, and try and make plays for this team. Like I always say, my play stands for itself, and, you know, until Coach Vic, Coach Harbaugh come to me and says that position is challenged, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, that's what it is. But other than that, I just come out here and play every day and try and get better, not worry about who they bring in, because if that's the case, I already lost.
Last one, guys.
Why don't the cornerbacks wear thigh pads, and you're the only group that is wearing
I don't think we do much tackling. If somebody gonna hit us, why would they be coming out hitting us in our thighs? We want to be as light as we can. You know, I think I wear like quarterback shoulder pads. So we do a lot of running, and you know, I don't think our knees or thighs is gonna be hit like, say, guys in the backfield, linebackers, or linemen, or safeties that's coming down the box. You deal with a lot of linemen, and you deal with fullbacks. We don't. You know, our receivers, just like them, they want to run. I don't think they wear knee and thigh pads. Some of them do, but, you know, we want to run and be light as we can.
But aren't you going to have to wear them
on? Oh, yeah, we got to wear them now. But we're going to try and find a way to get the lightest ones, too. So.